Controversy again. It's the second year in a row now that the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race has finished in some form of controversy with a challenge. Investec Loyal finished 3 minutes ahead of the race favourite Wild Oats last night and was celebrating, but turns out may not be the winner. There is a challenge. We will find out at 10 o'clock this morning the result of it. The reason there is a challenge is because of this exchange that took place between Investec Loyal and an ABC helicopter. Oh, we've lost it. It's a shame. I'll get back to that in a moment. The exchange basically went that you had Investec Loyal calling the ABC helicopter, asking whether or not its rival Wild Oats was using a particular kind of sail. Why you would do that, I don't know. Amy Bainbridge may or may not know, but she was in the chopper at that moment, and she's been good enough to join me now. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Waleed.
What was that like? Why were you surprised to receive a call from the leader in the Sydney to Hobart Yacht Race just as they're about to win?
Waleed, I'm going to have to correct you on several fronts there. So what happens is that each morning when we're covering the Sydney to Hobart, we go and fly out over the leaders, and at the time Investec Loyal was coming second. But as we fly over, getting those beautiful pictures that you see on our screens of the race, we do interviews and we call the boats and either via radio or via satellite phone and just ask them a couple of questions about how their night's been and how they're feeling, how they're placed and that kind of thing. The questions go through my chopper pilot as he sits next to me because of the communications set up of the chopper. Mm-hmm. Just two very basic questions generally, how's it been and what's going to happen today? And as we were winding up that interview, or we'd finished it actually, said I believe... The pilot had said thanks. That was when Michael Coxon on board Investec Loyal asked, just before you go, you know, what trysail are they using? And of course, we're not by any stretch experts in sailing. We know enough to cover a race well, but this is, I guess, a whole new level. And when the question couldn't be answered, he had a follow-up question about the colour of the sail. So that's how it all transpired.
And, so this is at the end of a conversation that's fairly routine.
Yes,
but
very
the
routine
question that they're asking you, I imagine, is not terribly routine, is it?
I'm sorry, Waleed?
The question that they asked at the end, though, about the sale doesn't strike me as a routine question, though.
Oh, no, absolutely not. But the question was asked and it's been brought to light and the committee will make its decision today.
Did you have a sense at the time about what that might mean?
Look, I really don't want to comment, to be honest, on what I thought of what it might mean. I thought it was probably, you know, a cheeky thing to ask, but I didn't give it too much thought among everything else that we were doing that morning. But yes, I mean, Michael Coxon would have much more of a sense of things like that. He's an extremely experienced ocean racer, and there are very strict rules in this event. So if anyone, I guess, who should have known what it meant or the magnitude of it, I guess it would be him. Both my chopper pilot and I are covering our first Sydney to Hobart from the air like this. So I don't know, you learn to expect anything, but I was in some ways surprised, really.
And could you just tell us exactly at what point this occurred? How close to the end of the race?
Oh, look, it was only on the first morning, and at the point that we had that conversation, Investec Loyal was behind Wild Oats. I think it was around 4 nautical miles at the time, so that was on the morning of the 27th, in the early morning fly-out that we do. So we get up around 5 o'clock in the morning, get the chopper ready, take off at first light, which is generally about a quarter to six when it's safe to fly. Mm. And then we already have the coordinates of the boats and where they are, and we go out and find them and get those beautiful pictures that you see on the screen. And once we've sort of got the pictures, we continue to hover for usually about a minute or two just to record a couple of quick comments from the boats, which is the normal thing to do. Mm. Sometimes it's hard to get in touch with the boats. Sometimes it's not. It just really depends on what the reception's like, you know, with the radio. Often we don't have a lot of joy with that, and then we try with the sat phone, but often communications just aren't possible, depending on how far out to sea they are.
So, but that's interesting, though, because it's obviously been a while then between the conversation and when it's come to light. Had anyone said anything to you in the meantime?
Oh, look, Waleed, I just can't really go into, you know, what sort of transpired since then, but certainly it was an issue that was raised with the Cruising Yacht Club of Australia and the race committee, and they've reviewed the audio and discussed what action to take, and then and they'll have their committee meeting this morning.
And notwithstanding that, pretty exciting race, wasn't it?
Oh, it's quite an extraordinary final 24 hours, and I guess in a way You know, just another element to the controversy that ensued yesterday. Look, what happened was that Wild Oats was steaming towards the finish line, not on record pace by any stretch, but well in front of Investec Loyal. But they got stuck in under a cloud with no breeze, and Investec Loyal took them over. And then throughout yesterday, it was neck and neck. They were changing leads all throughout the day, and as they sailed up the River Derwent, it was really difficult to know what was going to happen, but Investec Loyal just had the measure right till the end. And I guess for his part, the skipper of Wild Oats, Mark Richards, who is himself a very well-known ocean racer, said that he doesn't want to win the race in this way at all. He wants to come back and beat Investec Loyal properly and not through a controversial circumstance like this.
And we should point out it's not Wild Oats 11 that are launching any sort of appeal. That's happened
not.
Without their involvement at all.
Oh, absolutely. This is a race committee protest. And Gary Lineker earlier explained which section of the rule book it appears to have infringed. But as I say, look, that's a matter for the race committee to decide. And Investec Loyal skipper Anthony Bell will have a chance to make his case this morning at that race committee. The response from Loyal's crew has been that the man involved is involved in sail manufacture of these extremely expensive sails, and he just wanted to know that his sail was performing okay on Wild Oats 11, and that's the explanation that they've given.
And we are chasing Investec Loyal. We're going to try to track down Anthony Bell, the skipper, and have a chat to him. So if that happens, we'll bring that to you throughout the morning. Amy, I understand that you're a little constrained in what you can say, but it's been really great to speak to someone who was at the heart of the issue.
Okay, thanks, Ollie.
That's Amy Bainbridge, the ABC sports reporter there, who was in the chopper at the relevant moment. 22 minutes now to 8. You're on Radio National Summer Breakfast.